Going to the phones where we are joined by Mindy Cross from Fellowship of Christian Athletes here talking about their new 2021 ministry focus this year, Pursue Jesus. Mindy, welcome to the Wake Up Call Morning Show.
Morning. Good morning. Thanks for having me.
We're glad to have you here with us and joining with us. And first of all, tell folks about a Fellowship of Christian Athletes and the scope of your ministry, because it really is a wide scope that you guys do.
Absolutely. So we're an international ministry. Our vision is to see the world transformed by Jesus through the influence of coaches and athletes, because we know coaches have a huge influence on their student athletes, and they will, actually coaches will influence more kids in 1 year than you and I will in a lifetime. So it's awesome to be able to work with coaches and athletes and to meet them where they're at, because a lot of them won't step into a church. And so just as Jesus did, we get to meet them where they're at. And our mission is to lead every coach and athlete into a growing relationship with Jesus, plug them into a church. And this year's theme is Pursue, based on 1 Timothy 6:11, pursue righteousness and a godly life, along with faith, love, perseverance, and gentleness.
And as you guys, obviously 2020 was a challenging year for you, especially with lots of sports not even happening, and then social distancing. Are you starting to see some changes in 2021? Do you having more access to the athletes, more access to coaches, or are you still dealing with some of those restrictions?
Well, you're right. 2020 was such a unique year that a lot of our huddles or Bible studies that we have with coaches and athletes actually in the schools didn't happen, or went just like everybody else went to Zoom. And, of course, you lose kids during that time, especially because they're just tired of Zoom. And as the restrictions are lifting, schools are relaxing just some of their visitor policies, and we're allowed to get back into the schools with coaches and athletes face-to-face do those huddles.
Well, has the pandemic, instead of focusing on the things that is restricted and held back, have there been some opportunities that have arisen during the pandemic?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear your question.
Are there, instead of looking at some of the things that were bad affected by the pandemic, are there any positive things that came from the pandemic?
Absolutely. Absolutely. One of the schools I had started a Zoom huddle, and only one person joined. And, of course, I'm like, Lord, what's going on here, one person? But I got to pray with them to receive Christ. And then the next week, same school huddle, again, only one person, a different person, and that student athlete prayed to receive Christ. So, the numbers have been small, but God has still been doing awesome things and bringing student athletes into a relationship with Him. And the cool thing is that we're not a church, and so we develop relationships with churches, because we want to get those kids plugged into a church. And so it was cool to be able to do that and to get those two student athletes plugged into a local church.
And how do you see students' lives transformed when they come to know Christ as an athlete?
It's really just a kind of an eye-opener for them, because for so long, being heavily involved in sports, they see their identity in sports. And so, when we share with them the gospel, they're finding that their identity is not in their sport. Because a lot of these kids, in junior high and high school, they probably won't go on to college athletics. And so after high school, it's kind of like, what's next? And having their identity in Christ, we can answer that question. Well, this is now, and this is next.
And that kind of ties into your theme of pursue.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So every year we have a theme for the school year, for the year. This past year it was 100% based on March 12:30. And this year it's pursue based on 1 Timothy 6:11, to pursue righteousness and a godly life along with faith, love, perseverance, and gentleness. And so in this pursue, because we know coaches and athletes, we're always pursuing something, right? And so we want them to kind of focus on and explore this year, pursuing truth, pursuing life, pursuing team, and then pursuing mission.
And each one of those is a core area. And I would imagine, you know, that first one really kind of is the foundation for everything else, isn't it? That pursuit of truth.
Absolutely. So within pursuing truth, you know, rather than pursuing the things of this world and material things that obviously is not going to last, we want them to show them how to pursue God's truth that can only be found in Scripture and the gospel. And we kind of help them pursue that truth by, first of all, reading Scripture, how to do that, when to do that, by praying. You know, praying is just a conversation between us and the Lord. And then accountability with other believers.
And a pursue is a reminder that God pursues us as well.
Absolutely. He, with the rest of them, you know, we pursue life, pursue team, pursue mission. And God is, like you said, is always pursuing us. And obviously sometimes we're kind of running for that. Running from him, but he continues to pursue us daily, and sometimes we just got to stop and all right, and say, okay, you know, Lord, and allow him to pursue us.
We're talking with Mindy Cross from Fellowship of Christian Athletes. Their theme this year is pursue. And Mindy, if folks are interested in finding out more information about Fellowship of Christian Athletes, finding out how they can get involved and all the different ministries you guys have, what's the best way for them to do that?
Best way, actually send me an email. My email is mcross, C-R-O-S-S, at fca.org, or they can give me a call, 419-344-8319. And just real quick, with the Pursue theme this year, we also have a leadership camp coming up for student athletes to learn about the Pursue theme this year and to take it to their school to be huddle leaders. And we have it at Camp Missiondo this year, July 17th through the 21st. And we encourage student athletes to get signed up and shoot me an email if you're interested. But it's a real good way. We'll talk about pursuing truth, and we'll talk about spiritual disciplines and actually, yeah, like I said, for them to lead their huddles in their schools.
And is there a website people can go to find out more information?
Sure, they can actually go to our webpage at www.nwohiofca.org.
Excellent. Hey, Mindy, thanks so much for joining us this morning. We really appreciate your time.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, thank you.